FM 90.3 WJTL, Riley Clemens with the song Silent Night. We also heard music from FFH, Heaven and Nature Sing. Good morning, happy Tuesday. Fred and Mindy with you at 7:20.
Your weather forecast for today, sunny, high 37. Tonight, mostly clear, low 25. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 38. Currently, it's 20.
And our friend Dell Burkholder hanging out with us this morning. Dell is the Director of Support for Prison Ministries. Good morning again to you, Dell.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Prison Ministries. You mentioned that you have a story that maybe gives a little bit of insight into what you guys do.
Yes, we work with inmates regularly, and for example, I personally get to meet a lot of inmates. There's one, and I won't give his name, but he comes out of Philadelphia. He was incarcerated in 1978. He was part of a killing that he didn't even actually pull the trigger. He's now a juvenile lifer. I've been around this man. And I just see that he just radiance of Jesus Christ upon him as he goes out and he ministers to the other prisoners. And part of what our chaplains do is we try to school and to teach inmates, and then they will go and take the word of Jesus Christ onto the cell blocks.
And where do your chaplains come from? Are they local pastors, or how do folks get involved?
As far as getting involved, you could contact through our website and send resumes. At this time, we are fairly in good shape with the chaplains, but a lot of times we try to recruit young pastors, young Bible college students, or it could be older retired pastors. It doesn't matter. People with a calling for prison ministry, and there's a balance in prison ministry. You have to work with the secular laws, but you'd be able to present Jesus Christ and just be good one-on-one listening to people.
Yeah, that's big. And you're not only in Lancaster, New York. I understand you're expanding.
Yes, we are. We've now put chaplains in Schuylkill County through a joint project with Jubilee Ministries of Lebanon. And we also do services throughout Pennsylvania state prisons and sometimes outside of the state, and we do some substitute chaplaincy there.
And you are supported, for the most part, by folks who believe in your ministry.
Correct. Individual givers and also churches and businesses play a large role. We have an expanding ministry. And the use of our dollars are for the chaplains and people working inside prisons.
And if folks would like to support you or find out more about your ministry, they could do that online?
Yes, they could do that. They could go to supportforprisonministries.org and a finance page. There's a place that you can give online if you would select.
And you have a couple events coming up 2019 you want to tell us about.
Yes, March 2nd, we have a prison conference, and that would be open to anybody that would want to come. We bring in around the state experienced chaplains that work full-time prison. Jim Newsom, who I got started with, who I mentioned in the earlier segment, it will be there. He's a great Bible teacher. And you can learn more. It's a one-day conference at Hinkletown Mennonite Church on March 2nd. It's a Saturday. And then also our other biggest event that we have is our benefit auction, which is held on October 25th and 26th this year. And that is one of the larger auctions here in Lancaster County. It supports six ministries, a lot of aftercare ministries we're providing funds for that come out of prison.
Check it out online. Events coming up in 2019 and an opportunity to support for Prison Ministries now. Supportforprisonministries.org. Supportforprisonministries.org. Dell, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having me, Fred.
We loved having you. Have a wonderful day and Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Kim Gospel.